Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's program has been pre-recorded. Now a special Talk Radio 1210 WPHT presentation. It's Readin', Writin', and Reason. Now here's your host, Dom Giordano.
Hey, thanks everyone for joining us this week here on Readin', Writin', and Reason, our weekly podcast in which we explore all things educational. And boy, are there a lot of them. Special guests coming up in segment two today. Paula Scanlon, who made national news by coming out about swimming on the Penn's women's swim team with Leah Thomas. You'll hear her and her reaction to a couple of things today. But first, we begin. This number staggered me. It appears to be, and I would bet this, that the Trump administration is not going to go around forgiving all this student loan debt that caused so much trouble in the Biden administration, with court after court knocking him down, still going ahead, trying to buy the election. And a number jumped out at me, and this is after all this maneuvering. 1.8 million Pennsylvanians have student loans per the Federal Student Aid Data Center. That's an average of $36,200 per borrower still. Pennsylvanians are holding more than $65 billion in student loans. I'm hoping that the Trump administration is going to go after big college, which has just inflated things beyond belief. And this is a goal that we should have here on Reading, Writing, and Reason to see what they do. But I'll be hitting this on the Noon to 3 show also. Also in the news, one more higher education here with Dom Giordano. The president of the University of Southern California, USC, big time prominent place, is going to announce she would resign effectively July 1, 2025, making her the latest academic leader to depart following more than a year of anti-Semitic protest on campus. The Daily Trojan reported that she did not provide a specific reason for resignation. However, the Jewish News Syndicate noted that Folt, the president, this female, had been criticized for the way USC handled or mishandled or let them go, the protest, if you remember, in June. The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights opened an investigation into USC for potential violations of Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. In August, Folt received a plan, for how to address campus anti-Semitism from the government. So this is another casualty. And remember, Elise Stefanik, who led the charge on these college presidents of the Ivy League, she will now be the UN ambassador, which is a good role for her. All right. The waste of the day here on Reading, Writing, and Reason. We have more details now, says Real Clear Investigations. Five people, including three Houston school employees, were indicted in late October for allegedly running a million-dollar cheating ring that allowed over 200 educators to falsify their teaching certifications. The three Houston employees collectively, according to OpenTheBooks.com, earned $1.3 million in taxpayer-funded salary between 2017 and 2023. Two employees from the privately owned Houston Training and Education Center were charged, but their salaries are not subject to federal disclosure. The boys' basketball coach at Booker T. Washington High School, says Real Clear, allegedly organized a scheme. Aspiring teachers would pay Vincent Grayson, according to them, $2,500 allegedly to guarantee a passing grade on their certification exam, according to an investigation by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The teachers would show up, allegedly, to the testing seminar center, sign in, and leave immediately. And then, allegedly, Nicholas Newton, an assistant principal at Booker T. Washington, would show up and take the test for them, prosecutors claim. The results were reportedly upheld by the two test proctors who allegedly received a 20% cut of the money. The assistant principal at Yates High School allegedly helped recruit interested teachers. The basketball coach made $400,750 in salary between 2017 and 2023. He earned, and Newton, the other guy, earned $448,000. Roberts made, allegedly, $409,000. All three were arrested and fired, and Houston has promised to take swift action against any teachers who use their services. So the group allegedly made over $1 million from the cheating scandal, according to the Harris County District Attorney. They said they told CNN the extent will never be known, but at least 200 teachers took at least 400 fake tests. Here we go back to, let's stop for a moment, the teachers' unions, the avoidance of competency, the avoidance of always telling us we can't have standardized testing for teachers, students, or anybody else. They're unfair, too much pressure, teaching to the test, all these things. And I didn't go and pull the test they were facing, but my goodness, the ones that I have seen should be child's play for anybody who's competent, rather than paying $2,500, allegedly, to have proctors and others be involved with these schemes. What were they afraid of? How difficult were these tests? I give you my sense of it, and I don't think very difficult at all. All right, one final item to tell you this week. One of the biggest items in the news was during the election, the sleeper issue of the year. I wrote about this in my column at the Delaware Valley Journal a week or so before the election was going to be transgender issues. We know about VP Harris in an interview in 2019 saying that she would move heaven and earth to get sex change operations for people that were in prison who were here illegally. But maybe more than that, the Trump people spent money on talking about the unfairness of males in female sports. Well, here's one now where we're seeing quite a pushback. This from the Daily Mail Online. Headline, trans volleyball player continues to break college records despite seven teams forfeiting games because of her. Blair Fleming, the transgender volleyball star from San Jose State, has blocked out the noise from an ongoing lawsuit against her in the NCAA to set more personal records. During Saturday's loss to San Diego State, she hit her 250th kill shot of the season, a milestone mark in the sport. It's the second time the outside hitter has eclipsed that total, doing so in 2022, her first year. But more impressively, that's great for anybody in women's volleyball. Seven matches, I believe, have been forfeited. So you put those in at the rate that she's doing this, and this would be astounding. Now, the difference between this and Leah Thomas is that we're seeing women come forward on opposing teams and say, and also in San Jose State, we're not going to play against this Blair Fleming. We don't think it's fair. Nevada was the one that made the most news. The assistant coach, one of the assistant coaches on San Jose State, has also complained and I believe is currently suspended because of that. So coming up on Reading, Writing, and Reason is Paula Scanlon. She made news being on the Penn's women's team, ultimately speaking out about what it was like with Leah Thomas. She's the only one on that team, I think, that has done that. Riley Gaines, who has become a national spokesperson, was the pioneer who inspired Scanlon to come out and speak out about what it was like on that Penn's team. I talked with her recently. Here's what Paula Scanlon told me. Paula, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, thank you for the role that you assumed too after this. I mean, you were still in the age, let's say, able to do this. These women in Nevada now, you helped inspire that, Riley Gaines, where they seem pretty comfortable. The assistant coach got fired or put on suspension, but they can't do that to the players as easily now, Paula.
Yeah, I mean, now everyone's been talking about this issue, so they're having a harder time pushing back. And I think that some of the silencing tactics that they tried to use on me at the University of Pennsylvania have been exposed. And so people know what the universities will try to do, and they also know how to see through it when, you know, for lack of a better explanation, to see through when these universities are really full of crap, which is what they did at the University of Pennsylvania to me and what they're doing to other coaches now who are put in similar situations and other athletes who are also faced with the same things.
Yeah, you know, Paul, I told you this the other time that you were on. There were some people that were critical back then saying, well, why don't you all just speak up and do that? We try to explain. This was vicious. I mean, you were living in an era at that point, even if it's only a few years ago, where they get the mob up there on Twitter, et cetera, and you are a professional person graduating Penn. They're going to blackball you for 20 years or more.
Yeah, that's exactly what they told us. You know what? You know what shows? To this date, no one else on my team has publicly spoken about what we were put through.
Yes.
Privately, I've received messages from a few girls on my team, of course. But again, publicly, none of them have said anything. And again, that shows the fear and the level of fear that everyone has about speaking out against what is common sense to say that a man and women are different.
Yeah, and Riley told us, too, she's been on multiple times, Paul, about how long it takes for many times to get into the swimsuit. It's got to be just right. It's made of fit. And you're doing all that with Leah Thomas there naked walking around. That's just preposterous now. But at that point, nothing happened to Leah Thomas. Nothing happened to Penn. They were able to coerce people.
Exactly. And I think that it just shows, again, the power they have over us that they shouldn't have. I mean, I don't, there's no other way to explain that. It's just crazy that they're allowed to do that, but also just something that's so ridiculous. It was just so insane to rationalize it. And to this day, I mean, I can't believe that there's even an argument going on here. Everybody knows what a man is. Everybody knows what a woman is. And somehow almost half this country has just forgotten and tried to pretend like they don't know.
Well, the thing in this election that got people, the Trump people were smart. I would have doubled the budget on this, $33 million they ran on what Harris said. But the commercials that really got people were what you were engaging, which is fair play, women against this. And the point I would make is if Leah Thomas were your size or smaller and just happened to be an excellent swimmer, but this is a guy who's enormous versus the average woman, longer limbs, et cetera, and all the other advantages when it comes to swimming. It should have been pretty obvious. You can't let this go on.
I don't even know what else it would have taken for them to just say that. To me, it was just so obvious already. I don't know what else they would have needed. It's still happening, which is what is even crazier. And when I went through it, I really thought that it was a one-time thing. I thought that it was only my team and this was just only in swimming. But again, we're seeing this in track and field and volleyball. And they've calculated over 1,000 medals have been lost by female athletes with a male competing in the sport across over 30 different sports. It's widespread. It's everywhere. And we're seeing it at the elementary school level, the middle school level, the high school level, college, Olympics, you name it. So it's just really madness. And I can't believe, again, that there's so many people defending this.
I'll ask you about the legislation here because you are the legislative liaison, Independent Women's Voice, which is a great group. But the reason I thought of you most, I see you throw your swim trunks into the ring, so to speak, here, your swimsuit, to join up and want to come to Jersey and be registering voters. So tell me what you saw with this Presler guy and what he's doing.
Yeah, I worked with Scott Presser a little bit in Pennsylvania, actually. Okay. I got to see some of the stuff he did firsthand. Obviously, Pennsylvania is really important. I was actually trying to count how many different days I spent in Pennsylvania this past year. It was a lot. I think I was making at least 3 to 4 trips a month down to somewhere in Pennsylvania to work on things related to the election. So it's really interesting. But the big thing is, yes, a lot of people have noticed that New Jersey is actually potentially could be a swing state. Believe it or not, right? We're looking at the numbers from the election, this past election. New Jersey was actually closer than Arizona was. I'm not sure if people really picked up on that or if other people are looking at the numbers, but that is really surprising. And so I think, again, I've lived in both neighboring states. I've lived in New York. I've lived in Pennsylvania. New Jersey is obviously like right there in the middle. And I think that there's a lot of room there. I know a lot of people who are involved in New Jersey politics, and I think that we could do something to big there in the next 4 years. And so very early stages, but it's definitely something that I want to get involved in. And I think that all hands on deck. I mean, if there's other people who are from New Jersey that want to help move the efforts and really make it a swing state, we're all for it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it was close the last time until those Hudson County votes mysteriously came in. And this time around, no sitting governor. And what we saw this last time, and then people like you and Presler, what are we waiting for? We're going to win this one. So you're the legislative liaison, Independent Women's Voice. Is the big thing for Trump coming in as best he can to take apart what Biden did on Title IX?
Yes, absolutely. And Trump has already said that he'll do that. Obviously, it hasn't. He's not in office yet, so there's still some time that we, you know, have to actually get him there. And I think that it's going to be really good for this country. I think, again, the crazy Title IX regulations that we saw the Biden administration drop this past year are going to be reversed. I think that's really good. I think also just in general, the Department of Education, things that they're talking about, bringing it back to the states, I think that will also be very beneficial for a lot of people in this country. Because, again, because the entire Department of Education is sort of just overreach and doing all this nonsense and teaching all these horrible things in the schools. And our country's fallen behind in education in general compared to other countries. So I'm very excited to see how it all turns out, but it's going to be hard work. And so that is something that there is a lot of things that the Trump administration is trying to do, and it's going to be hard work. It's not all going to get done overnight. And so I'm just excited to see, again, just there's hope again. And I think that there's room for new ideas. And again, I'm very excited to see how everything plays out.
Absolutely. Well, with Scott Presler there, you coming into the state, the expectations are very, very high. Paul, where do people go to find what you're doing?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Paula Y. Scanlon. So working on this women's sports issue and just in general on the movement of getting people to open their eyes up and be open to voting for conservative values. And I think that that's something we, again, really saw in this past election. So I think that what it shows us is people are really tired of the woke, and we're going to make sure that it's out and we can go back to normal things again and have normal conversations and not talk about men playing women's sports, because hopefully we'll get rid of that completely.
What's the closest you came? Did you ever have to swim against Leah Thomas?
I swim different events, but okay. Again, I was practicing with him every single day. We were undressing in the locker room with him 18 times per week that we were on the team.
Oh, my God.
This is something I saw very up close and very regularly. So it was not ideal, obviously, and I wouldn't want anyone to go through what I went through. And again, that's why it's so important that I speak up against this gender nonsense and this transgender insanity that's going on in this country. And I think we're winning on this issue, and I think that this election showed us again, how tired people are of seeing men playing in women's sports and walking into a bathroom and seeing a fully grown, fully intact male.
Exactly right. Paula Scanlon. Paula, thank you for coming back to Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. That's it this week for Reading, Writing, and Reason with Dom Giordano. Thanks to Henry and Dan for producing. Remember, we bring you the biggest guests like Paula Scanlon nationally and others, and education's going to be a driving force here each and every week. All you have to do is tell people, go and listen to it, get it wherever they get their podcasts. Thanks for listening this week to Reading, Writing, and Reason.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.